Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 25th, 2023. Don't give up. Raising the hands is when he pulls himself without prayer from being a receiver, whether in mind or in heart, so there will be no hold to the Sutra Akra, other side, Rabash, the meaning of sins becoming as merits. After a person raises his hands, he prays to the Creator. He asks for the power of bestowal, the power of love. Nothing can be done without prayer. We need to constantly work on ourselves, not give up, and be in action all the time to bring us closer together. And then we will see new, better states. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson December 11, 2023. Writings of Rabash, the meaning of sins becoming as merits. The commandments, the code of laws of the universe. Question: what is the Torah from the point of view of Kabbalah, and what actions are called commandments? Answer: in the wisdom of Kabbalah, which explains the structure of the whole universe, the qualities of the Creator and His attitude toward us, there is a section called the Commandments of the Torah. The commandments are not the mechanical implementation of the laws of the Torah at the level of our world, but the laws of the upper world that we must implement if we want to correspond to them. The point is, in our world, if we want to feel the positive reaction of nature to our actions, we must know how to behave with it, not to lead it to destruction, burnout, flooding, and other cataclysms. That is, do what is beneficial for nature, and then it will be good for us. The same applies to the laws explained in the Torah called commandments. These are laws of the higher level. They are about our inner attitude to the spiritual nature, how I should treat people, inanimate, animate, vegetative nature, myself, my loved ones, and so on. That is, the Torah in principle explains to us the entire code of laws and rules of behavior in the world around us so that we can influence it properly, and then accordingly, the world too will be tuned to us correctly. From Cab TV's Spiritual States November 21, 2023. Understand the inner meaning of the commandment. Question: the Book of Zohar says, a commandment without intention is like a body without a soul. What does this mean? Answer: this means that the most important thing is the intention. What do you want to get out of fulfilling the commandment? Either you want to get closer to the Creator, make things pleasant for Him, or somehow put the forces of the world in order, into which you are incorporated. That is very important. Therefore, the most important thing is understanding the commandment's inner meaning. From Cab TV's Spiritual States November 21, 2023. Limited knowledge. Question: there are many types of people according to their development. Some people do not feel the hidden volume of data, that is, hidden factors affecting them. But many people, scientists in particular, are haunted by this. They make this the goal of their life. That is, a person feels a reality is concealed from him and suffers from it. What meaning does nature put into this? Answer: this is the fate of humanity, which must feel its inferiority in knowledge. Thanks to this feeling, he moves forward. But will we understand all of nature? And will it be revealed to us or within us? The question remains open with no answer. Of course, we try to enter this uncertainty, to understand it, develop ourselves, and feel there is no question about this. But the fact is that as we accumulate knowledge, especially lately, we get used to the fact that not everything is given to us, we cannot learn everything, and we will not reach a large amount of knowledge. The universe is open to us in ever greater unknowability. Comment: this is interesting. Humanity believes we are moving from ignorance to knowledge, and now, you are saying the opposite. My response: yes. As humanity develops, it begins to understand its limitations in knowledge and sensation. From CabTV's Kabbalah Express, November 27, 2023. Become human. We have gathered here to establish a society for all who wish to follow the path and method of Balhasulam, the way by which to climb the degrees of man and not remain as a beast. Rabash Purpose of Society, 1. The wisdom of Kabbalah teaches a person to rise from our world to the spiritual world. That is a very high, unusual goal. Few people know about it, and even fewer people practice Kabbalah. But we are studying and trying to implement this method to reach the goal that Kabbalah sets for a person, to rise from the feeling of our world to that of the spiritual world and do it now, in this life, in this world, in our state. Currently, we are in the state of a beast because we are guided only by our instincts, the desires of our body, which, in general, is also complicated, although not spiritual. According to Kabbalah, to be a human means to be similar to the Creator. Comment: but everyone imagines the Creator in their own way because he is concealed. My response: it is in order to understand what the Creator is and how to become similar to him that the wisdom of Kabbalah is intended. From CabTV's Practical Kabbalah, December 5, 2023. Movement toward discovering the meaning of life. Question: what should be the conditions for people to be ready to solve the task of their development? There must be some conditions under which this will happen. Answer: since the goal of our development is concealed from us, because no matter how philosophers struggle with it, we cannot clearly define this goal, and everything that we define collides with our internal disagreement with it, it is too early for us to pose such questions. Humanity still needs to develop, perhaps for many centuries. But as we develop naturally, we will gradually come to the point that we will be able to solve global issues more and more. But, again, at what threshold we will begin to master solutions to questions about the meaning of life is not yet even approximately visible. We do not know what the meaning of human existence is. Question: does the fact that humanity, as we see it, is moving toward, God forbid, its destruction, delay its movement toward revelation or not? Answer: no, I believe all this is interconnected. It is impossible to move forward without falling, without looking back, without disappointments. All this is one path. But we are still in the early stages of development. From CabTV's Kabbalah Express, November 27, 2023. The essence of the human level. Question: our sage is right that the essence of the human level is fear of the Creator, and the entire world was created for this. What does it mean? Answer: in order to reach the level of the Creator, we need to change our nature, rise above ourselves, and acquire the qualities of the Creator. This is not at all easy, but Kabbalah teaches us and leads us to this. First of all, a person studies what his qualities are that were created in our world at the animate level, and what the qualities of the Creator, who is in the upper world, are. We are characterized by egoistic qualities. We want only to receive, as it seems to us, for our benefit. The Creator is the quality of bestowal. He connects everything. Therefore, we need to rise to his level in order to feel the Creator to the point of adhesion with him. Fear of the Creator is a desire of a person when he wants to be similar to the Creator so much that he is ready to bestow to others, meaning to change his nature and think not about himself, but about others. From CabTV's Practical Kabbalah, December 5, 2023. Where should you focus your energy in Israel? Question: war is always some kind of energy accumulator which subsequently enhances the development of the country and changes its course. The problems that before the war were considered unsolvable can be solved because there is energy and strength for this. What do you think this energy could be used for in the future? Answer: only for the development of society in the state of Israel. We really miss this. We have some fairly developed individuals, but society itself is in some kind of stupor. Question: to what goal and by what means should the development of society be directed? Can you just imagine and draw a picture of what it might be like in Israel? Answer: the way I would imagine it is that there is an external force that could influence Israeli society to such an extent that it would feel an immediate need to solve the problem of the purpose of its existence. If society were puzzled by this topic, I think it would be able to solve this mystery. Question: so, this is a mystery? Answer: yes, because we can tell ourselves whatever we want, but we still do not realize it, do not understand it. I believe that a strong internal breakthrough is needed here, where each of us, the society, and the state must feel such pressure from above that will not allow us to do whatever we want and think that in the end everything will be fine. Israeli society is like a young man who grew up spoiled and simply does not think about his future, and believes that everything will be okay. This may end very tragically. From CAB TV's Kabbalah Express, November 27, 2023.